Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring some great Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, the Supremes, Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, the Four Tops, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, and Al Green. All coming up the next half hour, right here, as we feature music from the 1970s and 1980s on Motown Memories.
Gonna miss your sweet voice. That's so unknown. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I would do anything. I would.
A Motown memory from Smokey Robinson, well on his own by this time as he left the Miracles in 1971. That was Just to See Her, reaching number 8 in the U.S. pop charts from 1987. Before that, The Supremes without Diana Ross, Nathan Jones, number 16 from 1971. And we started with The Commodores, Night Shift from the movie of the same name, number 3 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1985. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s. Well, coming up, a number one song from the Miracles, their only number one without Smokey Robinson, Love Machine. Well, it was during 1971 that Smokey Robinson announced to the Miracles that he was leaving the group because he was sick of touring, having a recent baby girl. During that same year in 1971, the group met Bill Griffith, a Baltimore singer who grew up idolizing the Miracles. Invited to understudy Smokey during this period of time, Griffin traveled all over the United States and Europe on the Miracles' farewell tour with Smokey. Well, Smokey was listed as the executive producer of their first album called Renaissance, but the line producers really ranged from Marvin Gaye to Willie Hutch to Freddie Perren, the man who produced their first hit single without Smokey called Do It Baby, which reached number 13 in October of 1974. But the Miracles needed more than one top 20 record to establish their new identity, an entirely new direction was needed. Well, following an array of new musical effects, including water drums and synthesizers, the ambitious concept album called City of Angels was released, and examine the pleasures and pitfalls of the Hollywood star search. Well, listen to in sequence. The songs told the story of a country girl named Charlotte who seeks fame and fortune in Los Angeles. When her boyfriend Michael follows her to the City of the Angels, he becomes the star. Love Machine is his ironic description of himself after becoming a celebrity. Well, standing alone, the great song Love Machine with a synthesizer-heavy, pulsating disco hit. Too long to release as a single, Motown divided it into two parts, and the first half became the hit side part one. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
Your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
When I was a little girl,
we'll be right back.
Jackson 5 with Whatever You Got I Want. That reached number 38 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1975. And before that, the Four Tops, their version of River Deep Mountain High, number 14 from 1970. And we started with the Miracles, their only number one without Smokey, Love Machine Part 1, number 1 from 1975. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown hits from the 1970s and 1980s for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a great number one song from Stevie Wonder from 1985, Part-Time Lover. Well, Part-Time Lover was the ninth number one song for Stevie Wonder at this point, tying the Motown artist with the Bee Gees and Paul McCartney for fourth place among artists with the most number ones. In November of 1985, the leaders in this category were the Beatles with 20, Elvis Presley with 17, and the Supremes with 12. Well, some people might argue that Stevie could top that list if he just wouldn't wait so long to complete an album. Well, Part-Time Lover was the first single from the album called In Square Circle, and it was Stevie's first all-new studio album since the album released in 1980 called Hotter Than July. It's 5 years to the date. Well, Berry Gordy recalled at the time that 5 years is much too long to spend making an album. We and Stevie disagreed tremendously on that. He could have had two or three albums out in that time. Well, one of the first things you have to learn, Stevie recalled at the time, is that you can't have your life based on other people's expectations. I've basically taken the position that I can do all I can do and that's my best. At the same time, you have to have the responsibility to accept nothing less than the best you can do. The only real pressures come from business matters, meeting contracts and deadlines. But you have to accept that as part of your life. The biggest enemy is the deadline. They need to have your album done by a certain date. The only real deadline you should have is your own excitement. Your heart tells you when you're finished with a record. Well, that didn't really jive with Berry Gordy, who was trying to make money during a very difficult period in the Motown record history. But Stevie's patience paid off with this number one. Here is Part-Time Lover right here on Motown Memories.
Something that I must tell last night.
Al Green with the number 7 tune in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1974. That song was called Sha La La, Make Me Happy, and that was recorded on the High record label, which was subsequently purchased by Motown. And we started with Stevie Wonder's number 1 from 1985, Part-Time Lover. Well, we've reached the end of the first half of Motown Memories, featuring all songs from the 1970s and 1980s. Well, coming up after the break, more 1970s and 80s songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.